Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning to all of you. This is Dr. Vanilla Jackson. God bless you. Let's go to God in prayer. Amen. This is our First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Line. Heavenly Father, Heavenly Father, God, we are so in awe of you. Thank you. While we slept last night, you never sleep nor slumber. You're always there for your children. Such a protector. Yeah, God, you've been there every step of the way. Thank you for your ultra awesome blessings and for this ultra day. God, you're so wondrous and so amazing and so astounding and so trustworthy. God, we look to you for everything. You've been there. Every time we called, you made a way out of nowhere. We just appreciate you. Words cannot express how much we appreciate you. And we glory in you. You are the miracle worker. You proved it time and time and time again, working bountiful miracles. And we do thank you for it. Yeah. You're the reason we're on this line, just to give you praise and adoration. Yes, we thank you last night, but since then you've done so many things for us. We would be remiss if we wouldn't open our mouths and give you more praise. Thank you for what you've done again. Thank you, Lord, for the anointing that destroys the yoke. Can any yoke stand under your anointing? No. It destroys all yokes. Thank you for the everlasting life that you made available to those who accept you as Lord and Savior through your Son, Jesus Christ. Yeah. Thank you for your keeping power to help us walk right, talk right, do right, live right, be right, give right, say right, just all right through the auspices of the Holy Ghost. We just thank you, Lord. Thank you for your healing power, for touching healing sick bodies. The devil is a liar. Thank you, because when Jesus left, he said, whatever we loose on this earth shall be loosed in heaven. And whatever we bind on this earth shall be bound in heaven. He told us, Lord, in Genesis 1, I believe 27 or 28, that you gave us dominion over every living thing on this earth. And we bind the enemy in the name of Jesus. We cast him out in the name of Jesus. We loose upon this earth, on this pylon. God, we loose it. Oh my God, faith in you. And that we would go to another level in faith and believe you even more. Oh God. We thank you for everything.
Thank
heal
you.
Sick bodies. Heal afflicted bodies. Heal disease. And Lord, all kinds of sicknesses, blind eyes, deaf ears. Oh God, locked hearts. Every kind of sickness and every kind of affliction. Heal, we say. Whenever you step in the room, everything is subject to you anyway. Because, God, you are the creator of all things. Nothing was made without you. And we thank you for it. And anything you make, you can control. Thank you for it. Now, bless. Bless every person on this front line. Don't let them leave the same way they come. Bless their family. Bless everything about them. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And we thank you again and again for all things that you're doing and all the blessings that you're bringing. Thank you for making this the Miracle Prayer Line and for allowing us to be in the midst of a new awakening. So thank you more than you've ever received praise and glory throughout eras and history of the world. To give you and lead people into thanking you 1,000 times a day. The new awakening, and thank you for it. In Jesus' name. Bless your holy name. Thank God. We ask these things in the name of the Lord Jesus. Everything we're asking, we ask it then. Be noted that we ask in the name of Jesus for the glory of God. Thank you, Lord, again and again. Thank God. Amen and amen and amen and amen and amen and amen. May we speak to the Lord. Good morning, Lord. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Lord.
Let's continue to praise him. Let's open the line up and get our praise check. See what level your praise is on. Praise check. Mine is here. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. We praise you. We glory in you. Everybody open up and give him praise. Thank you, Jesus. My soul say yes to you. My heart say yes to you. My mind say yes to you. Thank you for making a way out of nowhere. Thank you for lifting every heavy burden. Thank you for your protecting him. Thank you for favor, Lord. For preferential treatment. Oh, God, we thank you. Oh, for protecting us all night long. For waking us up this morning. Thank you, thank you, thank you. For starting us on our way. For the resurrection of Jesus. Yes, for the anointing, Lord. Oh, God, for everything you're doing for us. For the oil of the anointing being made available to the people. Thank you, 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 Lord. Thank you for everything.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you.
God bless you. Praise the Lord for all the praise going up. Amen. We commence the line and christen the line with praise. Thank God for what he's done. Lord, we ask that you forgive all sin on this line, sins of commission, the things we've done, and sins of omission, things that you told us to do that we haven't done. God, help us. Help us. Help us to do better, we pray. And help us to forgive those persons who have trespassed against us. Help us, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Let me read a scripture for you. 1 Peter 4 and 12. 1 Peter 4 and 12. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. But rejoice, inasmuch as you are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. I want to open up the prayer line in just a moment to our wisdom seminar. Amen. But before we do that, I want to get our station identification. Let's see. Pastor Strada, are you there? Ambassador Hagen, are you there? Are y'all there? Pastor Strada? Amen. Go ahead. Amen. God bless you.
Good morning. God bless all the saints this morning. I am Pastor Kevin Strahler from the GMAP Broadcast Network and, of course, Pure Faith Outreach Ministries. From the GMAP Broadcast Network, we're grateful this morning to be able to broadcast the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer Line here on the GMAP Broadcast Network from 6 a.m. until 7 a.m. Central Standard Time. every weekday morning right here. We're reaching out to people all over the world. We simply want to say thank you, Jesus, for the blessing. Thank you for allowing us to reach out to people around the world via the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer Line. For those of you that don't mind, please, we want you to consider stopping by the GMAP Broadcast Network. We're located at GMAP1.com. That's GMAP, the number one, .com. We are a gospel internet live streaming radio TV broadcast network. Stop by. Be a member, be a friend, be blessed, and be a blessing. God bless each and every one of you. Back over to you at this time, Dr. Johnson. God bless you.
God bless you, Pastor Strader. God bless you, Ambassador Hagen. Ambassador, are you on the line?
Oh, praise the magnificent name of the Lord. Yes. Good morning, Dr. Johnson. Good morning, Lady Betty, Mother Johnson, to all of the staffers and to everybody who's listening from all around the world. I am Ambassador Hagen, and we are here. This broadcast is being provided by the NPA Live Studio on the Blog Talk Radio, and we are one of the world's largest radio talk platforms in the world, and you can access us by simply dialing 347-934-0207. You can hear this program all throughout the day, 24/7. You can go on iTunes and also access us, but we're being heard all over the world. Call us. 347-934-0207. God bless you, Dr. Johnson. Back to you, sir.
Thank you so much. And thank God for all of you who are coming up from all over the world. We have in our heart nothing but glad tidings for you. And we ask God to allow something good to happen to you this very day. God bless you. I want Dr. Stern, if she's there, to come this morning and give me about maybe a minute, maybe 2 minutes on the convention, talk about the convention, and let's follow it with the hotel information. Sister Gina, if you're there, amen. Let's extend that out to everybody to come to the convention on June 19th through the 22nd. We can repeat that several times. All right, Dr. Stern, are you there?
Yes, I am. Praise the Lord. Good morning. Good morning, Dr. Johnson, Lady Betty, Mother Johnson, and all of the beautiful saints on First Fruit Prayer Line. I just thank and praise God for this day. It's May the 14th, 2014, and I bless God at all times. His praises shall continually be in my mouth. But I certainly do want the praises of the Lord for the billion praise convention of First Fruit Prayer Line for you all to know, and by now it should be in your spirits, in your heart, on your itinerary. You've cleared everything off for June the 19th through the 22nd to make your way to the streets and the beautiful gates of Kansas City, Kansas. Amen. We're looking forward. We're looking forward. I talked to Sister Jean on yesterday on some things, and that means that my mind is on it. Amen. And we want your mind on it, and not only your mind, we want your presence there in the beautiful state of Kansas City, Kansas. We have prepared for you, Dr. Johnson and his staff and his lovely wife, and he'd want to see Mother Johnson. Praise the Lord. I'm just excited about meeting my family, my new family, amen, extended family of First Fruit Prayer Line, amen, and more than all, the Spirit of the Lord is waiting for us there. Every day is a new day in the Lord. We know out of Lamentations, but yet and still there is something that the Holy Spirit has planned for us that eyes have not seen and ears have not heard. But we want you to know, to get prepared, start planning. Amen. Right now it's just a few days away. Amen. And the day is the 14th of May. And so, you know, it's next month. We'll be there. And we don't want to, amen, frustrate the Spirit of the Lord, and don't want Dr. Johnson to feel like we don't care. And he's preparing, and along with others, preparing for us. And then we don't show up. It's almost like in the Bible where the steward, amen, made the supper, and a big supper, and nobody came. And we don't want to be like that. So God bless you all this morning. I'm excited, and I want you to be excited, amen, about the things of God and about First Fruit Prayer Line, that we're going there to give God a billion praises. That's the most important thing that it is, to give God the glory. God bless you is my prayer, and we'll turn it over to Deaconess Gina Hodges.
God bless you, and good morning, everyone. Just to follow up on that, for those of you that are planning on coming from out of town, our host hotel is the Hilton Garden Inn, and that's located at 520 Minnesota Avenue in Kansas City, Kansas. The number to call to make your hotel reservations is 913-342-7900. I have tested this line. It should be up and running right now, waiting for you all to call in and make your reservations. Be sure you tell them that you are with the First Fruit Convention, June 19th through the 22nd. If you're trying to book your rooms online, you must go to the Hilton Garden Inn website in order to get our negotiated rate of $96 without breakfast, $104 with breakfast. We have double rooms as well as king size rooms. So if you're getting a double room, if you don't mind, there are two queen size beds in there. You can go forward to a room, which will make it less than $25 per night. Again, be sure you book through the First Fruit Convention room blog. Do not try to go through Travelocity or Expedia or any of those places. You will not find our rates plus our perks. This is our hotel, and we're inviting all of you all. Head to Kansas City, Kansas, June 19th through the 22nd. God bless you. Over to you, Dr. Johnson.
Thank you, Deaconess Hodges. God bless you. And thank you, Dr. Stern. Amen. I'm going to ask all of you not to be trying to be parsimonious. Parsimonious simply means stingy. I mean, trying to find, say, $2 or $3, but you're putting a burden on me. We have gone out of the way to search the area out for you. And believe me, that is a bargain at the Hilton Garden of $96. And if you all share rooms, it won't cost you hardly anything. Amen. And then I'm going to ask you, I want to say to you is you have procrastinated long enough. You have procrastinated long enough. Clear everything off your schedule. You did it for that hard-headed boy, that hard-headed girl. You did it for your brother. You did it for your sister. Why can't you do First Fruits? Why can't you do it for God first? Come to give him and help him, help give him over a billion praises. Why can't you make him important on your books? I hate people when you do everything for them and they put other people way before you, put them first. That's the way I feel some of you are trying to treat the Lord. Man, he's done everything, everything for you. And you put him second and third and fourth and fifth on the books. Amen. It's not right. It's not right. It's he's the one who woke you up, started you on your way, and gave you legs to walk and a mouth to talk. And here you are doing things for other folks who ain't never done nothing for you at all. And come on and make God your priority. Make him your priority. Amen. So I'm looking for you. I'm going to ask you to do something this morning. I never ask for anything. I don't ask y'all for nothing. But I need your help here. The first convention I ended up with about $60,000 that I had to pay myself. Kid you not. Amen. I'm asking you to help me on this one financially. I want Dr. Stern to come back and tell them how they can send gifts. Amen. I don't ask people for, my wife will tell you, we don't ask for nothing. But it's not right for us to try to fight the whole bullet. if we all would do something, it would not be so difficult on your leader. Amen. It's not right. Amen. So just tell them how they can send a gift. I don't really need any offering pitch or anything, but because I'm going to move on to what I call the wisdom seminar. But I am asking. God told me to come to you and ask you. You have not because you ask not. I'm asking you to put a gift aside, a tangible gift aside to help us with the convention. Amen. What better thing could you make a contribution to than to help on a convention that's trying to give God a billion praises? Oh, my God. We're going to have all kinds of live streaming and all kinds of social media. We're going to get God a billion praises. I tell you, and I need your help to do it. You do that, you help financially. You say, Dr. Johnson, I can't be there, but I will send my financial blessings to help. And that's like you being there. Amen. And when you get to heaven, you'll find that you have a reward waiting for you in the name of Jesus. Dr. Stern, tell them how they can send those gifts, even online, how they can give those gifts online. Amen.
Praise the Lord again. Praise the Lord again. I just thank and praise God that, amen, that I am a person that believes in sowing seeds. Amen. And I do honor the man of God, Dr. Bernard Johnson, who has worked with us. Amen. I tell you, we're a piece of work to work with. And when someone blesses you in prayer and take the time to, you know, build you up and to strengthen you, and I'm sure some of us call them outside the prayer line, and whatever problem we have, we're crying to the shepherd. And we want to bless Dr. Johnson. It should not be a problem to give. It's so amazing this morning in my prayer. I was in the Word of God this morning, and I was saying, oh, my God, I ran across Proverbs 3:9-10. It says, honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase. That stood out to me because on yesterday when I was making my reservations and I told them first fruit, and the receptionist say, oh, what a wonderful name. Where did that come from? Do you have the scripture? And so the Lord just popped that out, and I'm tagging this along with the 10th verse. It says, so shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. I want to tell you, when you give and sow to good seed, good ministry and everything, your barns will be filled and you'll get new wine. So I just want to back that up with the Word of God that is only right. Amen. The Lord say he loves a cheerful giver, and he says more blessed to give than to receive. And so why don't we put a blessing to Dr. Johnson and to the, amen, to our own conference. Amen. This is not his conference. His convention is First Fruit Convention, and we need the finances. We should not have the man of God, you know, and his lovely wife pulling their hair out, wondering where it's going to come from. It should come from us. Amen. So I want to encourage you. You can go to any Walmart, amen, or any place that you see that is MoneyGram, and it's so easy to fill out. If you have sold a seed before at Walmart, your name is already in the computer. That's just how it is in this dispensation now. And they'll ask you your name, amen. If not, you just get a MoneyGram a piece of paper, whatever, praise the Lord, you know, the application that fill out. Thank you so very much. And you fill that out. It's so simple with your name and address. And to this, and on line 7, I don't even have to look at it no more. I know it by heart. Line 7, you put Dr. Bernard Johnson or Bernard Johnson, as long as you got his name, and the telephone number. And take that telephone number, and when you put, and they'll ask you how much, amen, and then they'll give you a reference number. They'll circle it for you. Matter of fact, my Walmart is so sweet to me, they even write it out big in case my eyes can't see that little print. And you call the man of God and tell him that you want to bless him. You know what? It shouldn't even be that the Lord put it on your heart. It's in the Word. It's in your spirit. Amen. To bless. So it grieves my spirit. It really does. To know that we have a great leader such as Dr. Johnson, amen, that is taking the time out of his busy schedule to bless us every morning, every day, amen. And then he has to ask, won't you be a blessing to the First Fruit prayer line? I know some of you think that, well, we got on there for prayer. Well, we're having a conference and a convention too, and it takes money. It takes money to do anything. Amen. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. And I just want to encourage your hearts. Amen. You won't miss it. Matter of fact, you would gain by giving. God bless you all this morning, and I'm depending on you all. I'm depending on us to do what we have to do to make the pain and the ease from Dr. Johnson and his family, because that's what it boils down to. The family start doing it, I know, and it's not fair and it's not right. God bless you. We're not throwing any stones. We're just trying to lift up the burden and put some joy on it. And everything you do it in love and in joy, and God will bless you back.
Thank you. God bless you, Dr. Stern. Appreciate you so much. Let me move expeditiously here this morning. Yes, we're going to pray for you in just a moment. We have what we call a part of this prayer line, our wisdom seminar. I do believe that Daniel 2 and 8 and 9 says that the Lord reserves his secrets for the end time. There are some secrets and some wisdom that has been reserved for the end time. This is the end time. The last day, and the things that come out of my mouth sometimes and come in your mouths that you had never heard before, and it's through the auspices of the Holy Ghost revealing things that he hadn't revealed to the body that is not belonging to Jesus Christ, but he reveals things to his prophets, to his people, God. Amen. I want to give you this subject. I may not get to it much this morning, but I'll do it today and tomorrow. And I want to talk about, how do you keep your joy through adversities? How do you keep your joy through adversities when the enemy has taken all your money and in some way you don't have nothing to pay your bills? You're going through adversities, through struggles, through trials, through tribulations. And he thinks that you ought to be in your bedroom with your head down weeping, and here you are shouting around the room giving God praise. How do you do that? How do you do that? Some people need to know. How do you keep your joy through adversity? And I read that scripture, 1 Peter 4 and 12. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trials. The enemy brings adversities. Concerning the fiery trials, which is to try you. You're going to be tried now. And so some strange thing happened to you. That ain't nothing strange. Amen. But rejoice. Keep your joy. Keep your joy. But rejoice. Inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. God's going to get the glory. And when he gets the glory, you can be glad also, have joy in your heart, because you were a part of the adversity, you were a part of the sufferings. You went through for Jesus. Amen. How do you do that? Go through for Jesus and keep your joy as you're going. And that's our block line.